It is the landmark 20th season of Big Brother, and with this season posed to be the most twisted summer ever, we can certainly expect the unexpected. Plus, from Big Brother Over the Top, Alex Ouellette joins us on the panel. Summer has finally begun. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
Very nostalgic.
No, this is giving me flashbacks. I'm getting emotional. I should be excited.
Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show. Tech, people turning into computers.
What?
No returning players.
Woo! Welcome. Can we get a round of applause for that returning players.
Yes. Woo! Okay. Welcome to season 20. Before we get into anything, but first, I should say, sitting next to me, as always, is my partner in crime, Morgan Ouellette.
Oh my gosh, Bryce, I've been dreaming for this day when we could reunite.
We've had a rough go at it. It's been a while. I mean, luckily we didn't have to wait that long because we just did
Celebrity Big
Brother.
Me and Bryce text on the weekly about Big Brother and how much we miss each other.
And also on like multiple platforms. Like we're on Twitter, Instagram.
Snapchat, sometimes email. We talk a lot.
And it's like all at the same time.
It's all at the same time. We just really like Big Brother. Yeah. But hey guys, I'm Morgan Ouellette, and next to me joining us on the panel...
Hey guys, I'm Jessica Williams, and I am so excited to officially join the panel.
No,
Will
she
you
was so great.
You're Celebrity.
You were so great on Celebrity. We had to have you back, so we're so happy that you're here. Summer. And then I don't know if you want to.
I'll introduce. Okay, so sitting on the end is someone who shares my jeans.
Lucky
we share
you.
Clothes. We have a cat, and we argue a lot. It's Alex.
Show everybody your shirt too.
Oh, I love this shirt, and I'm so hungry, so I put it on because I didn't have time to eat dinner.
All we need in life is pancakes. Yes.
Okay, so before we get started, I just want to tell everybody that this is not our regularly scheduled time. We are going to be filming. This is special because we wanted to cover the premiere. This week, the first three episodes. But we are going to be normally filming on Thursdays at 8 p.m. So just check us on Twitter for updates and stuff. But all right, so Alex, I feel like we always get you at the end of the season, so we're really happy and excited to have you at the top of this. So I want to get your initial thoughts, if you can just give us a little bit of rundown of what you think of this season so far.
Ooh, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure whatsoever. Whatsoever.
Let's start with the cast. I am obsessed with this cast. I've actually already thought about this, and that of all the seasons of Big Brother, this is the cast that I think I would want to play with. Everyone seems so cool, so personable, so real. I love it. I'm already hooked on the season. It's been three episodes.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, okay, so I'm going to go. So let's go through these people, and I'm going to go. Well, I'm going to participate too, but I want you to tell me the first one-word answer. But we're going to just go through this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Morgan, we're going to go first.
All right.
Angela.
Oh, okay, you want my first reaction? Boring.
Okay, all right. Jessica, rock star. One word.
Colorful.
Oh, good one. Okay, Alex, Bailey.
Ooh, she's so pretty. Can I just say pretty?
Yeah.
She's pretty. I look at her, I'm like, you're pretty.
Okay, I have Brett, Broski. All right, Morgan, here we go. This is going for you. Swaggy C.
Stop talking third person.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers.
All right,
Jessica, Fessy.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're getting into phrases now.
All right, Alex Haley.
Oh, she went to A&M. Giggum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Texas girl.
Bryce, JC, dancer.
Minion.
Caitlin.
Minion. Crystals.
Ooh, Casey.
Strength.
Oh,
I like her.
All right. Rachel.
Oh, Jackie. She's Jackie's best
friend. Oh, Jackie. I was like, Jackie Onassis Kennedy. Kennedy Onassis. Sam. Robot.
Yes.
Scotty.
Scott Dennis.
They're the same. Steve.
Steve. I don't know.
That's probably a good answer.
Yeah, forgettable.
Tyler.
I know him. That's because that count.
Curls.
Rip sticking.
Okay. What? All right.
We had a ripstick. We're supposed to get ripstick.
All right. I'm going to give you the last one. Winston.
Sexy. Oh, okay. I don't like him anymore. Like a passion. Sexy.
Okay. So, Morgan, who do you like?
Okay. What's funny is the people that I liked before the show start, I do not like now. And people that I was not so much. Okay. So, like, when I listened to JC's interviews, I was just like, I think he's going to go in there and be kind of obnoxious. Like, I'm not a fan. And now, I think he's going to go really far. I'm kind of team JC. I think he's entertaining. So we'll see what he does. I know he's done some crazy things, so we'll see. I'm like, maybe keep it calm. But he was one. I was like, I'm not going to feel him, and I'm kind of more on his side. I really liked Winston and Angela before, and now I'm just like, I'm not feeling either of them. I think Winston's got to stop with the bromance. It's driving me insane. I think Angela has a really... She has a good opportunity to be a comp beast, but to me, she's just kind of dull. But I do like, I think Casey's going to go far, and she's somebody who really didn't impress me that much before the show, and now I'm like, I think she's playing a smart game, and I think she's in a good position. And I'm torn on Sam. That's the one I'm torn on, because watching the first couple episodes, I was like, she's really got to stop crying, and like, you got to get your game together, girl. Yeah. And now I'm like, I'm leaning towards Team Sam now. I want her to stay. I think she's someone who doesn't know the game right now. I think she's a little clueless. But as someone who was a little clueless on Big Brother the first couple weeks, I mean, I learned and I picked up things, and I'm hoping she can kind of open her eyes and do the same.
Yeah, I want to definitely talk about her later. But Jessica, so what are your first impressions? What do you think?
For the girls, originally, I was like, ooh, I love Angela, Bailey, and Casey, because those are strong women, and those are people who I can relate to. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, I'm really rooting for you. And then Caitlyn kind of snuck in. She has a different vibe. I like her whole aura thing, and I don't do the whole, you know, meditation to her level, but I really enjoyed it. And for the guys, I really don't enjoy a lot of the guys' gameplay right now. Swaggy C, I thought that he is someone who's playing too hard and too fast. Mm-hmm. We'll probably touch on it later. I don't think that he made the best decisions with utilizing his friendship bracelets, which are back, they're back.
Why?
Right? Why? But for the guys, I would say my top right now would probably be Tyler, only because I do feel like he's very inquisitive, and I love his observational skills. So I'm like, okay, you can read people well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head. I feel the same way about Tyler, because I think he's doing a really good job of, and that's why you tweeted out, you said that you're like, oh my gosh, why did he have to win the first HOH? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So catch up, like, Tyler was the first HOH. He nominated Sam and C for eviction. So let's talk about kind of how we got there. But just from my perspective, I think he's doing a really good job of downplaying mm-hmm. his smartness and the level of this game.
Well, a lot of people don't realize he's a super fan. A lot of people are like, he's clueless, like, he doesn't know. But no, and me and Alex, we actually do know Tyler, because he was being casted for our season of Big Brother. So we met him in auditions.
Okay.
So we've hung out with him before, and he,
we have a picture of that.
We do have a picture. I tweeted it out, and I'm Tyler, I'm sorry if it got you hate, but...
because people were talking about that. We should get into that later. All right. Almost immediately on the show, they had to start playing. Like, this was what I thought was awesome. Like, the first competition, which really wasn't a true competition, was more of like an exhibition heat, was the BB supercomputer. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, Alex, do you want to explain that, like, kind of what the rundown of that was, or...
You're talking about the whole, like,
just the competition,
thing?
Yeah. Because I'm a little confused on that whole,
like,
sort of,
why did the split of two groups felt unnecessary to me?
I'm probably not the best person to pick, because I didn't see I didn't see the full episode.
Y'all
take the reins.
Yeah. Jessica, you take the reins.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So at first, I was really confused, because I thought it wasn't fair, because the first group that went into the slime, they had to compete, and then there was one person that was able to exit and play, or escape and play. And I thought that the person that was going to escape and play was going to join the people that were hanging. So then I understood that, okay, you have two separate competitions. Whoever is the beast and wins it, now they go head-to-head. So I felt better about it. Now, personally, I would have wanted to do the spelling one and not mm-hmm. the slime one.
Yes.
So at the end... Swaggy
but what
C.
was the point of, like, the escape? Because remember Tyler came out and he's like, you can escape and play.
Yes.
But, like, so what would be the point of going back to play?
So you could you could go back to play to get the folder that mm-hmm. says, like, I guess he had escape, but he could have been like, no, I'm going to go back in there and try to get escape and play. instead of going back in the house so he could go head-to-head. But there's limited folders, so you're taking a risk going back in there, not knowing
the next competition.
So like that was it was just to me it was like why I could have done one competition and I think that would have been great, and it would have been an hour would have been probably fantastic.
Absolutely.
But
so in terms of Angela and Swaggy C respectively win those competitions. I want to know what you guys. Well, first of all, Sam and Casey lose and they are given punishments. Do you guys think that their punishments fit the crime?
I mean, I guess there was a lot of complaints that I saw on Twitter about how Casey's punishment wasn't quite on the level of Sam's. I think that they were both great punishments, but I think that they maybe weren't weighted equally. And I mean, I watch live feeds, and I never even saw Casey's wheel go off while watching the feed. So I'm kind of like, did she actually get punished, whereas Sam, like, had the real deal?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, and I want to talk, I think now it's time we can talk about Sam, is the fact that, you know, she's in this really, really tough spot because she's now, like, what she says is true. I think that she's not getting the FaceTime. This is the first time in the house, and you guys can obviously speak
that,
a little bit more to this.
Yeah, the first week is so crucial to make connections. Yeah.
So I just feel like, do you think it was too hard, too fast, or?
It was the worst punishment
ever. Oh, absolutely. I agree. I think it's, but my thing is, like, if it came in maybe halfway through the season, I'd be like, you know what, it's fine, you have your alliances already. But to not be able to communicate that first week and build relationships, especially for someone like Sam, who really doesn't know the game as well, that's hard.
The thing about the punishments of Big Brother is normally they don't hinder your game. It's just something sucky, like go kick these tennis balls, like go
like wear a unitard.
This is like damaging to her actual game long term. So it is like the worst punishment in the history of Big Brother.
Now, is Sam a super fan?
No, not at all. Sam knows nothing about the game.
Okay.
Or technology or apps.
Or anything.
But I agree. Between the two, I honestly feel that Sam, I mean, they might as well have just said bye.
Yeah.
Right. Like leave the game, because to literally have to be a robot and any type of communication that you have, everyone else can hear it.
Right.
You can't sneak up. You can't eavesdrop. Like, you really can't look at people's facials. I mean, it's just so much. And I was like, this is horrible.
Yeah, but it's definitely harsh.
But I will say, and I think that we can get into this later, but in this last episode, in the latest episode, you know, JC really made solid points. As he said exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
He's like, you have to stop. You won the lottery. You're now focusing on the worst part of this rather than focusing on the gameplay, and you're just hammering into the negative.
Right. Well, and that's my issue with Sam. It's like, I want to really like her, but it's like, use this for good. Like, when you're out of the robot, you know, like, you want to cry and it is really hard, but you can make some moves while you're doing it. So when JC said that, so I was like, all right, JC, like, coming in with some wisdom. Like, I hope she listens. I want to see Sam stay and not be a robot.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen her really.
Okay. Yeah, but did you guys, as the robot was, like, talking, I was like, she sounds so familiar just listening to her voice without her body. Jordan. From season 11.
Oh,
I was like, I'm hearing her.
It really, that's so true.
Yeah. And then side note, Caitlin looks like Nicole Richie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
they are sisters. It's
really
crazy.
I didn't notice that.
You need to see them side to side and they look identical.
Yeah.
Seriously,
I'm looking
Nicole
at Nicole
Richie.
As I'm watching this show.
Like,
so
the
many
life.
People on here are doppelgangers. Steve looks just like the guy from Dodgeball. Who's the guy
Vince
from Dodgeball?
Vince Vaughn.
They look identical.
Oh, no.
Yes,
no.
On Reddit, they posted a picture, and I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, if it's
maybe
on Reddit, then it's true.
Right.
Whatever Reddit says,
Tyler looks remotely like Carrot Top. Someone else
and
pointed Shelly that
Poole.
Out.
He looks like Shelly Poole.
What?
Like the baby of Shelly Poole.
He looks like Shelly Poole.
If Frank and Shelly Poole had a baby, it'd be Tyler.
Yeah. I said that I thought that they're the sister twist. I thought that they were,
done with you.
Okay, so now let's go into a really great discussion. Let's talk about Swaggy C. So before we do this, Swaggy C and Angela win the competition. They then go head to head in a competition called Surfing the BB Web, which is sort of kind of a crossover of an endurance comp, a little bit, just but with two people. And Swaggy ends up winning. And he tells Angela that she's safe, and then what happens?
And then, so he ends up not making her safe, which my thing is, I feel like he just blurted that out without thinking. It's like, no, like, why don't you wait till you see, because you know it's Big Brother, you know it's not going to be like, you can pick any eight people you want. So then I feel like it shot him in the foot because then it created enemies. And to me, he's someone who just really thinks without speaking, which I feel like is going to really hurt him in this game.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. And I just, the alpha male thing, I'm just, well, I can't with alpha males.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think of Sayusi?
I could understand why he said it. Mm-hmm. I give him that much credit, only because he did have the understanding that he was going to be able to choose eight people. And if you look at what happened with Paul and the friendship bracelets, which I hate, I mean, it draws the line immediately, and you have to choose sides, and it's unfair for the people who just don't make a good first impression. But that was a twist that was very shocking to me. You have to choose the whole group. So you like one person, just the rest of them just jumps on there. It was intense.
I mean, I think he made a good decision with what he did.
Yes.
That I feel, smartest. Really?
Well, ooh, what did you think he should have done?
I don't. I'm so passionate about this. Only because you choose Angela's group. That, to me, would have been the best move because, number one, you have the strongest player now aligned with you and the rest of her crew, and no one could really be mad. She was left up there with you. You two were the best competitors. With the whole Bailey and her team, he already made the relationship with Bailey, mm-hmm. and he could have said, hey, guys, just beforehand, I can't choose you, but I love you guys. Let's work together.
Ooh, that's a good
Angela,
point.
I'm going to choose you guys. Hey, guys, I know that we all came in the house together. I can't choose you. You understand that, right? He doesn't have that social game mentality. He just like, I'm going to make decisions, and I'm the boss.
Right.
Well, that's a problem. I mean, you said you like Swaggy C. So
I love Swaggy C as entertainment. Do I think he's good at Big Brother? Absolutely
no.
not.
Well, that's
but no, he's definitely entertaining.
He's definitely entertaining.
Because I am obsessed with him.
Yeah,
I love him.
He makes it definitely not so boring, funny. But I'm just like, what are you thinking, buddy?
He reminds me of Devin from season 16.
Devin has a daughter, yeah.
Yes.
Devin has a daughter. He does have a daughter, and he cried about it a lot. But he needs to chill out. I mean, a lot of these people that have just been watching are playing so hard, so fast. I mean, it's ridiculous. And especially him, because he's like, I'm running this house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You're like, it's the third day.
Right.
Like,
it's not even past week one.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like things change on such a dime. So moving forward, so an alliance is now formed between
two
Swaggy.
Alliances.
Well, yeah, two. No. I mean, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But Swaggy, Haley, Rockstar, Fessy, and Caitlin are having an alliance. And then Caitlin says, well, what is she? She looks around and she notices she's the only one not safe. She's like, I got to win this for my alliance. I was like, that should tell you something. You're the first one gone. But anyway, Alex, so, and then we have another alliance forming with level
six. Tyler, Rachel, mm-hmm. Ange, Casey, Brett, Angela, Rockstar.
So level six. But Alex, I want to know from your perspective, what do you think of all these big alliances forming?
You know, I think that Swaggy's alliance, he's kind of like the leader of his alliance. I think it's a lot more unstable. Mm-hmm. I prefer the personalities in Swaggy's alliance, but I don't think it's going to last. Whereas I think they're called level six.
Level six.
I'm like, y'all are kind of boring, but y'all are like going to be rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the alliance that's probably going to power through this first half of the game.
Well, now, when you guys were in the house, I mean, you had an alliance. Did you guys ever feel like you should branch out to other members of the house?
Oh, I don't know, Alex. Why don't you tell them about the
time you wanted to evict me? Yes!
Why don't we tell everyone about going against the alliance?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? I saved you. Anyways, our house was very divided. It's kind of similar to this house, mm-hmm. but we actually hated each other, whereas this house like still like gets along.
But I feel like it might get to that stage right now. Like, pure hatred?
It's going to happen.
I don't know. I feel like some things can happen. I don't think it'll be OTT level, but I'm seeing these divisions and I'm getting flashbacks and I don't know, but there's a lot of people still playing the middle, so maybe not.
Not that many. I mean, if you look at everybody, it's not that many people that are playing the middle right at the moment. I mean, everyone's kind of divided.
Tyler, kind of JC a little bit.
JC a little. Well, they're calling him the biggest floater in bigger history.
Scotty's kind of doing a good job of being like under the radar.
Scotty's going to lean with Swaggy C's, I feel like.
Yeah. I'm so surprised, though, that people are not forming alliances quicker. Like, I know that it's only day three, but at least, I mean, Swaggy
it's more
C,
than day
for
three,
example. we're right. But Swaggy C, you had that incredible power. You use it to your advantage. He didn't go to the eight that he saved or seven that he saved and said, hey, guys, let us align.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Use that as leverage, and he didn't. So I mean, I think that level six, I totally agree with Alex. I mean, they're strong. Like I wrote down, I was like, the other group is weak. Unfortunately, they don't have strong competitors, not strong social game. They're really nice. Like you said,
they're entertaining to watch for sure.
It's kind of like
they're the
nerds,
fun ones.
Nerds versus jocks a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Cool kids, meditation crew.
But what would you guys say to these people that are in these alliances? Like, what would you say to these people who are in these alliances? Should they be making smaller? I mean, we're kind of already seeing that. Should they be making final twos, or should they be looking at smaller divisions now, or wait until a couple of them get picked off? I'm just curious
about
that.
If I were them, I would be forming layers of kind of like allegiance. Like, I would find my ride or die. I would find two people underneath to kind of be like
buffer.
Like my buffer
shield.
For when the alliance cracks.
Right.
I would be solidifying bonds like that.
Right.
Like, you look at, like, Angela, and she's just in her group not making any connections
whatsoever.
Which
is going to bite her in the butt later.
Yeah, it's what not to do.
I would definitely be forming those things, but also I'd be wary to make promises. I feel like we've seen a lot of people, like, final two.
Right.
With four people. Yes. I'm like, oh, it's still kind of week one, but I definitely think a lot of people, I think Tyler's doing a good job at that. I think he's kind of, making those different bonds between the sides. I hope it doesn't kind of blow up in his face. But.
Right.
And so Tyler wins HOH. Mm-hmm. And so what do you guys think of his nominations? He nominates Sam and Steve. Jessica?
It was definitely safe. I'm happy that he didn't nominate Bailey. I like Bailey. I think that you shouldn't nominate someone who's on your side, who's literally like, I got your back. Mm-hmm. But I think that he is so strategic in the way that he speaks to people and has those conversations, because he doesn't reveal his play, but he gathers information. Mm-hmm. Some people don't know how to gather. Hey, so who do you want to keep safe? Like, who are you close to? Get intel. Mm-hmm. So he's doing that, so I love it. I say don't make big moves at this exact moment, especially now that he just made that, form that alliance with level six, so he's not.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think it's week one. I mean, as much as I wanted to be like, yeah, take out a big player, like, you can get him out, but it's week one. Like, do the safe thing. Don't piss off the whole house just yet.
Yeah.
And it seems like it went over well. He was able to explain it to Sam and Steve, and even, like, look at Steve. He was like, it's okay, buddy.
Yeah. And, well, it's interesting because Tyler said in all his preseason interviews he did not want first HOH. And it kind of, in a sense, got handed to him because he was, like, you know, in a group of eight playing for safety or whatever. And I think he's doing the best that he can with the knowledge of the game that he has. Like, he's literally playing this first week very, very smart, just kind of having watched all the past seasons, you know, knowing you don't target big people first. Like, I applaud him for how his HOH is.
Yeah,
done.
Look at what happened last year with Cody
and
Paul. I mean, it's blown up. Really blew up in his face.
Easily could have blown up. Mm-hmm.
You have to take those little smaller, I mean, I think about, I remember, it was Nicole that was the first HOH in the, like, I think 18 or something, and she did it. She did, like, the smarter thing, or she heard someone for it was like Jose, and he was like, heard she was talking crap or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a smart way to do it, because, like you said, you don't want to piss off the whole house. But targeting those two, so that's another thing. Like, why were they targeting Sam in this HOH? She seems like she's so innocent and such a non-threat. That
that's
why
what
are they
I didn't
pushing
understand.
For that?
And
it Casey,
was an easy
I get.
Target.
Yeah, but that still is like...
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but he wanted to be safe, and she hasn't built those relationships. No one would care if she stayed or didn't.
So do you really think that's the reason, because she's a robot, that like...
And she lost, so she showed herself as the weakest link.
Yeah.
So it's like, you didn't fight as hard, sorry.
Well, for me, it's like, if I were in the house and I were... And again, I've never been in the house, but if I were in the house and I was looking at this, I would feel so bad for her that I wouldn't want to target her, you know? It's like almost the opposite mentality. It's like, I'd rather target someone bigger or bigger threat or whatever.
Well, you have a soul, Bryce.
I also think in, like, the heat of the moment, you're in this competition.
You.
Like, you don't have time to, like, be like, all right, let me logically think about what's the best one.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm playing this. I have to make a decision. Like, weak player, like, go for that.
But, like, I don't know her. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
I don't know her that much. So, like, she's not going to get offended.
But definitely.
Mariah Carey, I don't know her.
I don't know. Steve is another funny person that I'm, like, a little bit baffled by, because I'm like, can you calm down too? Like, he's just like,
he really thought he was
so
going to be America's, like, favorite.
I like how he's like grilling people, but he's the one that's sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me so laugh so hard. He's like sweating. He's like, what is this guy thinking? You're like, what are
he's
you
like,
thinking?
Man, I may win that popular trending award.
Like,
no, Steve, you're not going to get that.
Steve, you were not a robot all week. Let's think through this logically.
Well, then who do you guys think is going to go home then? So we still have a veto competition to play, and I think we can probably, I don't want to spoil anything. I mean, I hope that we maybe can discuss who won the veto, if everyone doesn't mind. So get off the chat room because we're going to talk about this.
Yeah,
we're
going to
spoiler. So I'll give you a few seconds. So, but really quickly, as with the two that are on the block, like who is more likely to go home?
I think it's going to be a split week. I think it's going to be split between the two alliances, and it's going to come down to one person who makes the decision. Mm.
Do you think the nominations will change?
No.
Because someone has won the veto, okay? So maybe we don't try to spoil it.
Yeah. So we're getting into deep water.
Someone won the veto that was not a nominee. So there's a chance that they could that the nominations could change.
But we also have the new BB app power.
Right.
Oh, right.
That Sam got. So I'm assuming...
Well, she could still go home. She could just bring us
right,
back.
Bring her back. That's true.
So let's talk about that for a second, because that's a little confusing, too. So the BB app store is a new twist this season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to...
Are you asking my opinion on this twist? It's interesting, and it reminds me a lot of OTT with America's involvement and like voting on the favorites and voting on someone going home. So I'm getting flashbacks. I don't know how I feel about it, because sometimes I just wonder how a game would go without production completely twisting things. Because it's like, okay, say in theory that Sam gets this power and then she is voted out and she completely nixes an eviction, and then it's like we waste 2 weeks of the show.
Yes.
So it's like it's the same thing as with Paul. It was like, well, or like that season, it's like, what did we just do? What did we just watch? Like, I want to see gameplay and people go home. So I don't know how I feel about that. The crap app, I'm like, it to me it's just like I feel like this is kind of a waste of airtime. But
The funny thing, just real quick, because we're talking about how, you know, modern BB is getting with the apps and stuff. We are actually super modern here, and we have the live chat up.
Ooh.
So just in case you guys didn't know, we are monitoring your comments.
And we love your comments.
Yes, we
like, for example, Alexander said, nobody cares about Sam.
I care about Sam, Alexander.
I care about her. Apparently, America's
she's a little
so wilder,
and I can't fathom her going home so soon.
And Daniel says that he wants Swaggy to get everything bad this season. Every single punishment he
probably
wants.
With
that attitude, perhaps.
Yeah. She's got to take it down a few notches.
Let us know.
And if you guys like our podcast, obviously, we're a network here at AfterBuzz that we want. We have everyone. There's a podcast for
everyone. And you know what, guys? I'm going to tell you about it real quick.
Go
here at AfterBuzz. Yeah, just stand. I'm just going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
So we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve you TV fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you, because we are all selfish people and millennials. Okay, it caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. It suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure that you will love. Since you're already tuned into our reality TV channel, since we're all obsessed with
reality competitions, you need to subscribe to reality competitions. You won't get notifications.
Nothing like
They're
that.
Optional.
And you'll get to hear a voice and talk Big Brother every week.
Yes.
And who doesn't love that? But you might also be interested in what other shows do you guys do?
Oh, So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah, The Voice.
The Voice. I'm doing Floribama Shores.
Yes.
Love it.
Love that show.
Well, guys, remember we have channels for other genres too. Don't be shy about subscribing to them, and you get no notifications. So hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, and we definitely want you to, like we said, we really want you to comment. It makes it a lot more fun and enjoyable for us, and we know how vocal Big Brother fans are, so we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you either on the chat room or find us on Twitter, and we will...
tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us. Let us know.
Tweet us.
All right, so Morgan and Alex, you guys attended a premiere party.
We did.
So why don't we talk about it? And you brought some photos for us, didn't you?
I did. I sent some photos.
Oh, did we?
Alex. Alex, sorry if you didn't approve. Okay, so we got to see some house guests. So we met good old Donnie.
Yes.
It's so funny because now that I was with him, he is Sam 2.0 or she is Donnie 2.0. It's incredible how similar they are.
It makes you realize that Sam's probably in contention to win America's Favorite because she like is lovable. Just like
she is Donnie.
If she makes it through this week.
If she makes it through this week, I think she has a good chance to win America's Favorite.
Well, do you think that Sam, just going back quickly, do you think Sam is trending because people like her, or because she, you know, I don't know, another reason. To me, people don't like her.
I think it pulls on your heartstrings to see someone isolated.
Yeah.
People want to vote for an underdog, so I think that's it.
Okay.
And they probably feel that the production element isn't fair. Flat out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. And maybe that's what... See, that's what I was talking to somebody else about. Maybe we were talking about it. But it was something that when... Because she has this punishment that people are going to feel bad for her, and they're like, they're, maybe production is like, oh, this is a good idea to see if this works, if it pushes them. Not that like pushes them, but just like, let's see, because here you have like the most genuine person in this like horrible situation.
She's like too pure for this world,
right? Yeah.
Oh, we'll
She's
save
so
you.
Innocent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you guys.
Yeah. So I'll here's Cameron because remember last season I was hashtag Team Cameron.
And Monty,
looking alpha pants, Monty.
Is it a luau?
Is that a white jacket?
It is a white jacket.
Snazzy.
He texted us like five times asking what to wear. And we're like, Monty, just wear what you want.
He looks nice.
He was so concerned.
Fun story also about Monty. So he's macho Monty, manly man. And we made him go to a brunch place with us. And it is all pink. Everything was pink. The plates, the food, everything. And he was...
Sounds like my type of place.
It was fantastic. But, you know, like Monty's like trying to be like all like... I'm a man. And of course, like, we made him take pictures with everything. I should have sent that in. I'm so sorry. But, and then here's, we went on a fun party bus for all the alumni. Aww. TV Party app sponsored it. So thanks, guys. And look, we had Natalie, so we got to talk to her about her time on the challenge. She was with Polly.
She's about to go on to Polly. But she was with Victor, right?
Yeah, she was with Victor.
Yeah.
So we got some tea on that. We have Meech, Zakia. What Survivor
That's,
guys?
Chris Noble.
No, she's not.
Iconic.
Challenge with them. Yeah, so we did that. And Alex, any other fun things?
Yeah, did anybody say anything about the cat? Like, how did it? What did? Any, were there any reactions from any of the alumni that they did? They like the season? Did they like the premiere?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was a lot of wine flowing at this party.
I'm not gonna lie.
I wouldn't say we were necessarily like super focused on the episode, but
it
was
just fun. So you guys are fair weather fans, I guess.
But I will say, like, it was really fun because they bring in all these fans, and the fans are so nice and so dedicated. And, like, they actually recognized me and Alex, so like they were super fans because like, oh, like you recognize us, like amazing. But what is funny, I don't know if anyone watching this, so apparently Dominique performed. We didn't know Dominique has a music career, Dominique from BB19.
What?
So at the premiere party, she got up in the DJ booth and started like rapping. So I have the song for you guys. I don't know if you guys have listened. I had no clue.
I don't care about you. Oh, I thought that was me saying that. Am I talking?
Okay.
Yeah. No, but this doesn't sound very. Wasn't she very Christian? Like she was very. This is like.
And then she did like motivational speaking.
Yeah.
No, she does it all. Guys.
She is a multifaceted human being.
Well, funny enough, she said that this song is actually about all the haters that Big Brother gets on the internet.
That's
so,
true.
So, don't be a hater, or Dominique will clap back. Here's her song, and she performed it. And
we need to get everybody that you just saw on the show. By the way, Natalie, you need to come back. She was on last year. We need to get Meech and Dominique.
Need to perform that live.
Yeah, Dominique can
only Ryan
on your Skype perform that with maybe like a little keyboard. I don't know.
Happening. Guys, I'm working on it. It'll happen. It'll happen.
Okay,
don't worry.
Good. I know that you're like very cagey. And Morgan's very cagey about the guests and stuff. She doesn't like to tell. She doesn't like to tell us who's going to come on.
Everything a secret until the day
Oh, guess who's coming? All right. Great. Oh my gosh.
Fine.
Okay, so I have a new segment for you guys.
Oh.
And we have to do it. We have to.
TV News.
Okay, so this new segment, and we have to all say the title together because it's kind of like a game show, so it's like The Price is Right.
I like it.
Okay. This one, this segment is called Are We or Are They Still Together? So
Ooh!
let's all say it at the same time.
Are they still together?
Okay, so if you guys don't like blurt it out, if you know, I'm sure you guys, most of you know, but write it first. But there's four of these.
Okay, hit me with it.
All right, Big Brother 17's Shelly and Clay.
No
Clelly.
Way.
Are we answering?
You guess, and I'll tell you.
No. Maybe.
Clelly. Wait, is that their name? Whatever.
Clelly. Hashtag Clelly, yeah.
Okay. So, according to Instagram...
Ah!
No, they are not still together. A few weeks after the show wrapped, Shelly announced via social media that they were no longer together. But fear not, Clay is dating a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, and in the photos, he really likes to touch her butt.
I'm so happy you looked so closely.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I did some hard research for that. But, like, no, Shelly should come on our show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
Get her on.
I want
her opinion. Okay, guys. Yeah, I'm on it.
Write that down.
No, that's almost not Shelly. Surprising, though, because she probably went back and watched her season and just saw how Clay was, so I would have dumped him, too.
So I want to ask you, what do you think went wrong? What went wrong in that relationship?
Guys, I don't think showmances ever work outside the house.
My game says otherwise.
Okay,
but,
yeah. All right. Maybe I could be wrong. I think 90%.
Because wasn't she older than him?
Yeah, I think a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense in the house. I mean, I haven't been in the house, but, you know, you just try to get to know people and you just find this commonality and then you're like, oh, let's snuggle, and then you're over it.
Right. Because then you realize, oh, the real world.
Yeah.
It's not
really
the Big Brother house.
It's like a vacation. You know, you have a little fun and then you go home and...
Okay, the next. All right, so the next one. So we have to. Sorry, I forgot to say. After I announce it, then we say, are they still together all together?
Oh, okay.
So BB15's Amanda and McCray, aka McCranda, are they still together?
No way.
Say no.
According to an article I perused, no, they are not. They dated briefly afterward, but did not last. In 2014, their breakup got messy on social media, with Amanda slamming fans for getting involved in their relationship. Does anyone know anything about this?
He moved to Florida with her.
That's interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like where?
I don't really know other details. I actually saw him like a couple weeks ago, and we were like talking about.
Does he live here?
He was here for the taping. Premiere.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
And somehow we started talking about his showmans, and he moved to Florida right after the show.
Really?
Oh, wow. And then they broke up.
Aww.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. BB19's Matt and Raven. Are they still together?
Okay,
No.
I heard through the rumor mill that they weren't together, but Instagram, he just posted something about her today, about her being sick and all that stuff, and it sounded like they were, I don't know, maybe it's just being supportive, but
okay.
I heard they weren't.
What do you think, Jessica?
I would say they're not. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to open up that can. There's a lot that happened with her. Yeah, there's a lot with her that I'm just like...
Don't want to open up quite just yet. Well, actually, I'm not sure. So the jury's still out.
They unfollow each other on Instagram. Ooh. So I'm pretty sure they're not together.
Yeah, I have in my notes here, my solid notes. They don't really post a lot of each other, but they do, however, post a lot of fitness clients and post-op surgical pictures, respectively.
So maybe it's just a supportive post that he did.
Yeah,
maybe.
He's just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
BB12 and 13's Rachel and Brendan. Are they still together?
Yes.
We all know that. We all know that. Yeah. Woo! Even Adora.
And with the first BB
Little
baby.
Adora.
Yeah.
First BB
Were they the first BB baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I ironically was with Rachel a couple weeks ago randomly, and she invited me to something with her and Brendan. So they are still together, happily married.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It made a lot more sense in my head.
No, but Rachel, so Rachel's doing the Amazing Race, though, with her sister.
Yes.
Because she did it with Brendan before, right?
She did it with
Not that
Brendan.
We're covering this show, but I just wasn't sure. But everyone apparently is still in, as far as we know, all the Big Brother people are still in the Amazing Race.
Alex has all those spoilers.
Yeah, do you know that?
I have spoilers, but can I tell them?
I mean, maybe don't tell the spoilers, I guess.
I'll tell y'all after.
Yeah, there we go.
Deal.
There it is.
All right, so now we have the big question that everyone is wondering. So who is going to win Big Brother 20?
Ooh,
that's
so
a great
who wants
question.
To start?
Are we
I'll get. I'll
bets?
Put it. I mean, we could.
Yeah,
I mean, why not?
We should play some bets.
Let me just say real quick, though. Mac McKenzie in chat says Matt is more obsessed with eating cereal than being with Raven.
Oh,
that was a good dig.
Fighting
I see no
words.
Lies.
Fighting words.
Real talk.
Yeah,
but actually,
maybe actually true. I mean,
true. Yeah,
Cheerios, what else does whatever. He do? Who is anyone else saying anything?
Yeah, let's see.
Before we answer, I guess.
Oh, wait, they're talking about Amazing Race. BB versus Amazing Race would be interesting. Something about Jess and Cody. Oh, are they on? Wait, they were already.
Jess and Cody just won the previous
Jody.
Season.
Yeah, so yeah, they said won. About them winning. God, that's so amazing. And then Pokey.
That's why it's called the Amazing Race, by the way, just so you know.
was saying, oh, hell yes, to what you were saying. Oh, are they still together? So you guys are participating.
Yeah,
and we
that's
love
great.
It.
Love it.
Well, that yes, segment will recur because there's a ton of couples. We're going to really be going through. I feel like since it's BB20, we're really going to be showcasing a lot of the old past seasons and kind of giving some little bit history lessons on
and
Big Brother.
I have to give a shout out to Reddit because I know Reddit's amazing. So I go on Reddit and I don't comment as much as Alex does because I just like to be hidden in the shadows. But I do creep on it and I find the posts hysterical and so eye opening. And I don't know how you people find out all this information, but I'm going to start using my news from Reddit. It's going to be the Reddit review.
So Morgan. Morgan is going to be in charge of our news on the show, and so she's only goes to Reddit exclusively.
So post all the tea to Reddit. Yeah. I'm not going to Google. I'm not using trustable news sources.
Don't do anything. Don't do anything else. And Jessica's going to be doing our social media, so follow her and this is that. But you can tweet us and
we'll shout you
ask
out.
Us questions. DM us. Who knows? Who cares? I'm not going to be doing anything this season, so you guys can just watch me. Watch me. Just stand me. Stand me here. Okay. So let's get to it. So who do you guys think is going to win Big Brother 20 right now? If you had to pick. Before eviction. Alex, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Okay. I'm very confident in my answer. Okay. I just want to let y'all know this. I feel it. JC.
Really?
Yeah, I think JC's going to
okay,
win.
So why?
You know, I watched on the feeds JC and Tyler kind of having a strategy talk, and Tyler is going to be seen as more of a threat because he won the first HOH. Mm-hmm. JC knows his stuff. Like, he kind of has that game sense, a natural ability. So I think that if he can kind of just, like, calm it a bit, he's gonna go far.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What about you, Jessica?
Well, she says JC. I say KC. Oh. I believe that she is really strong, and I think that she has the ability to go under the radar right now because she did lose the first competition, and she is in an alliance. But I think that once she has to step up, she's going to step up, and people are going to be shocked. So she, you know, she's playing floater without actually floating.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm going to start with my first, and then I'm going to go into some other subdivisions because I have...
Okay. Look at you roll your eyes.
Because she, like, word vomits so bad. I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Okay. So I think that Casey, I think she's my pick. I think she'll go far. But if I had to go and, like, make some other guesses, I think JC's going to go far. I think Scott is going to go far. And I think Haley. I think if she can control kind of the flirting... I think she's playing a really good social game. We'll see. I don't know. Casey, number one, sorry. Okay.
No,
I don't. Did I word vomit enough for you?
You did good. Because I called you out on it.
I love this. Alex, you need to come back more.
Please invite me. I'm always here to put her in her
place. You can come back anytime.
Bryce, you have to get my approval.
You're still my favorite. All right, so I think I agree with you guys. I have two kind of front runners, but I think Tyler has a really strong shot, and I think that Casey has a really strong shot. I like her, too. I feel like Angela... could be, but I feel like she's a Shannon Elizabeth a little bit. She's really getting too... I would really like for her to win, and I also think Winston is very likable and could maybe go far if he toned it down, too, but I think that both of them are going to be seen as such big threats because they are just... physically, you can just see them. And I just have a feeling that Tyler, if he can keep downplaying himself and kind of seeing himself as a non-threat, I feel like... this first HOH thing is just going to be swept under the rug. There's already so much going on that I think if he can like just get out of there and kind of lay low in his alliance and maybe just play dumb and continue to do that, I think he has a really good shot of winning. I think Casey is really strong. I also think she's downplaying it. Now, granted, I don't know from her first competition if she did that on purpose.
But that wasn't so much strategy or strength.
Exactly.
You know,
and that was hard.
Yeah,
and, you know, you're thrown into this. You don't, I mean, they were in the house for like an hour and this happened. Yeah. So I get that maybe that wasn't, of course, strategy, but regardless, it is helping her because it's showing her she's a pro athlete. I mean, she's obviously good at competitions. I guarantee you she'll win an endurance comp. I guarantee you she's going to probably be very smart. She's strategic, I can tell. So I would say both of those two have a really good shot.
Can I say one thing?
Of course, never. No, please don't.
As we were talking just now, it just kind of hit me. There's one person we haven't really even talked about tonight, which kind of shows me he's playing a good game. And to me, that's Brett. So I kind of feel like Brett might go far. So he is now my second winner pick.
I think he's going to piss people off.
Yeah, Brett also said his coworkers who are defending the country were losers.
Oh, well. Yeah, he was like, I would never hang out with those
losers.
Yeah,
those guys are losers.
I think he's going to offend someone.
No, but I do. I also think that he's smart as well. I think he's smart.
Winston and Angela are going to be the people taken out before him. He might be able to just kind of slide through the game. Yeah.
He's just a little point. He's a little too bro-y, though. I think
should we
he's
do the bro thing that him and Winston do?
Bros. One thing, though, about having that first competition this week and having HOH is that it really does paint two targets on people's backs. Mm-hmm. So both Swaggy C and Tyler were responsible for either saving or not people this week. So they can both kind of balance that out and kind of ride the wave.
That's a good point.
You know,
really quickly, what do you guys think about Rockstar? Because I'm just thinking about what Alex said, and we haven't really talked about her either. And she... I mean, I could kind of go either way with her, you know? She's really out there, and no one's going to think she's a threat.
Right.
On the feeds, she's been kind of, like, pissing people off. Like, she has a mouth on her, and the episode hasn't really been portraying that, so I don't see her going far, personally.
Yeah, I think her and Caitlin kind of are mouthy, and I think they're going to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's going to get in the way for them.
Okay, so really quickly, again, aside from Sam and Steve, who are on the block, who do you guys think is going to go next? Total opposite question.
Oh, jeez.
Who do you think is going to go?
Swaggy C is definitely so many people's targets. Yeah. So he's going to have to, you know, walk the walk with his talk to stay off the block. And probably Bailey, honestly, because they are so close so soon. We didn't even talk about this, but I am irritated.
Showman.
Yes, how big of a target they placed on each other.
Bad.
Oh, we're like family. We're brothers. Okay, you don't say all of that.
No.
Have it secret.
Keep things in the vest. Yeah. They keep doing that. The alliances, the guys just did that when Brett and... It was Fessy and,
when they're out
and
playing
Swaggy
pool.
and Brett and Winston all came back. They immediately went and told their alliance. I was like, keep it close to the vest. You don't have to tell them. They had no reason to know.
Showing all
there was
your
no
cards.
Reason to tell them at that point. Maybe I guess it's sense of loyalty, but they're just
great
like, I can't.
TV, though.
I know. They can't wait to tell somebody. It's
and
like,
then out of all people,
Big Brother.
You told Tyler, which he was already nervous when Angela said, "Oh, I'm from the same city." He's like,
"Oh
no,
yeah, I know.
Don't say it."
That was a great moment, by the way. That was
his
a really
eyes.
Good moment.
We're just crazy eyes.
Gosh. All right. Well, final thoughts. Anything before we wrap it up?
What Vito? Vito's next.
Vito's
and
next.
Then first live eviction. Ooh, I'm predicting. I think Steve is gonna go.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that out there. Okay. If I'm wrong, I probably will be. But I think Steve's going.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
I don't know.
It seems like a good season. I'm excited. That's my final thought. Like, this is the first time that I'm actually kind of, like, gung-ho on the season. Like, BB19 happened, and I just wasn't really feeling it. This season, I'm all in. So
I agree. I like the people.
And can we talk about how it's week one, and we are saying that they're playing very hard, but they're playing?
They are playing.
Let's talk about 19 and how frustrated
Hallelujah.
We were.
Hallelujah.
So this is, I think it's a really good breath of fresh air.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, that's it for us. Follow us along throughout the season. Send us your questions, comments, concerns using hashtag BuzzBB20, let's say. BuzzBB20.
Yeah,
why not? We'll see you back here on Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you guys are on the West Coast, you don't tune in right away because we're going to be covering the night that you will have to watch still.
Yeah.
Morgan wants me to expect the unexpected this season, so she's not going to tell me who's coming on the show. But don't you think we have some pretty good... You
have
some really good
guests coming up. Yeah. I'm excited, guys. I'm very, very excited.
Well, thank you, Alex, Willette.
Yes.
You are always so great. Please come back anytime you want.
Thanks. I'll be there next week.
Great.
Well, Bryce, where can they find you? Because you tweet such funny things.
Well, thank you so much. Well, from outside the Big Brother house and inside the AfterBuzz TV studios, I'm Bryce McClay. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Bryce Advice.
Such a good name. I'm Morgan Willette. You can find me at Morgan_Willette.
Your favorite name.
And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me at Miss Jessica WW. And
I'm Alex Willette, and you can find me at Instagram at Alex Shea Willette or on Twitter at AlexShea1.
Yes. Nice. All right, guys.
Thanks
thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. From
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.